Hello, fans, and welcome to tonight's broadcast of women's basketball here at Dominican University. We're inside the icebox here at Conlin Center, and it's time for the national anthem. Those of you at home, please rise and remove your hats. Thank you for joining us here tonight as the Dominican University Lady Penguins take on BYU Hawaii in this conference matchup. Brian Sanchez here, Patrick Kayab-Yab alongside me. P-Yab, what are you looking for from this game?
Well, the Penguins did a good job last game of running the floor. They ran paint, good transition offense, and not to mention good transition defense. But the different thing is, they faced Chaminade. They were slower. They were more half-court pace style offense. Now you're facing BYU Hawaii. You're in a matchup here with Shayla Washington, who led the team, and I'll even say school high with 39 points against NDNU. And this was not at home, B. This was on the road. So the Penguins have a tough one ahead of them. And if they want to stay tough, they need to find a way to get back on defense. That's what they've been struggling on for the last few days, last few games, transition defense.
Here comes the starters now for the Lady Penguins. Starting at point guard is number one, Stephanie Carnes. She's the 5'1 junior out of Fremont, California. Next up is the 5'6 guard out of Chino, California, Kayla Valentine. Following her is the 5'6 guard out of Sacramento, California, Kimmy Nakamura. Following Kimmy will be the 5'9 guard out of Rotorua, New Zealand. That's Taki Takoi. And rounding out the starting five tonight is going to be the 6'2 red shirt freshman. She's a center from Oakland Hills, California. That's Lauren Hyatt.
Lauren Hyatt, B, always comes out to play, had 14.7 games in her last game. And not to mention, I'm very surprised about this, Taki Takoi getting the start, who's always a spark plug off the bench. So this is interesting.
Well, my thinking on that is maybe they're tired of falling behind early and having Taki come in to rescue them. Maybe just start her and keep it close from the beginning.
Well, Taki struggled last game. Her hot spot are the corners. That's where she normally hits. Now, without making any of those shots last game, we're going to see what she could do this game. Maybe she could get started with something in the inside, because that's what I've been seeing. And also, I want to see Kimmy Nakamura play some more in the inside. That's what she did last game as well, because she's known as a three-point shooter. So let's see what she could do today, B.
All right, a recap of the BYU Hawaii starters. Coming right now, number three, Dana Lynn Hooper, the 5'4 sophomore out of Halehua, Hawaii. The rest coming after the tip. Lauren Hyde in the middle. She pushes off and goes up and grabs the tip. She gets it down to Carnes. They're going to call it they're going to have to go retry because Hyatt pushed before she went up.
Yeah, everyone, I had a little quick laugh about that. So let's round out with the starters.
Number 11, Brianna Jessup, the 6-foot freshman. Number 13, Danielle Hoffman, the 5'7 freshman. And Shayla Washington, the 5'9 junior. As Takoi has it left corner, Piab mentioned that's her sweet spot. That's where she's going to look to operate from. Here comes Valentine. Valentine to Carnes. Carnes to Takoi. Takoi drives in, dumps it off to Hyatt. Hyatt up with the shot, and it's good.
I told you, B, this is where her sweet spot is, just that corner block, especially on the left side of the court.
Here comes BYU Hawaii. Comes right back with a three. It's up. It's no good. Rebound to Valentine. Valentine rips it down. She's going to start the break herself. She forces it way up court to Nakamura. Nakamura goes in for the right-handed layup. No good. Rebound. Long. Stephanie Carnes pulls it down. Gets it to Kayla Valentine. Kimmy now on the drive. Kick out to Takoy. Back up talk to Valentine. Gives it to Carnes. Carnes on the drive. Carnes dumps it off to Hyatt for another shot. No good. Rebound to Takoy. Takoy right back up with it. And she puts it in.
The captain, Takoy, always being a spark plug. This is what B said earlier. She's trying to get points early in the game.
Dominican leads 4-0. Just 1 minute in this game as Carnes forces the steal. Dives on the floor. But as she goes down, she slides, and they call her on the travel.
Yeah, that if she was sliding in the first, she was safe. But that one, if you slide on basketball, that'll definitely be a travel.
So BYU Hawaii is going to inbound. It's going to be Hooper giving it to Hoffman. Hoffman working on Carnes. Hoffman dumps it down low. Spinning jump hook. No good. Ball out of bounds off BYU Hawaii. Heading back towards Dominican.
That's always a good sign. If Shayla Washington, if you could stop her from getting going early, it might be a great sign for the Penguins.
Carnes bringing it back up. Penguins lead by 4. Takoy in the corner. Pump fake drive. Baseline goes for the pass, and she's fouled by Brianna Jessup, the 6-foot freshman out of Utah. So Dominican's ball under the hoop.
Whenever I see Taki fouled, I always get very nervous because she did have a season-ending injury last season. So whenever she gets fouled, my heart just stops.
Hazelman checks in for Jessup for BYU Hawaii. Carnes gives it to Takoy in the corner. To Nakamura, down low to Valentine. Valentine drive, finds Carnes in the corner. Carnes shot up, no good. Rebound, Shayla Washington. She sends Hoffman on her way. Hoffman tries to force it up. Nakamura steals it. She's able to keep it in bounds, gets it to Carnes. Carnes drives all the way down the middle herself. Layup is up, and it's good.
Carnes had a great game last game. So let's see them back in transition.
BYU Hawaii comes right back, and they come driving in the lane. They go up for a shot. No, they're going to call the foul on Valentine before the shot, so it'll be BYU Hawaii ball under the hoop.
Hopper got hit right in the head, and she was rubbing it while she came back on the floor.
In the corner, Shayla Washington for 3. It's good. Shayla Washington, that's one you don't want to heat up. Carnes brings it back. Dominican leading 6-3 now. Nakamura on the drive, dumps it to Hyatt. Hyatt working in the middle. Finds Takoy in the corner, repos to Hyatt. It's knocked away by Taylor Mann. It's going to be BYU Hawaii ball. They're going to say that went off the foot of Hyatt.
Yeah, Hyatt had quick hands there. She was stolen, then she just tipped it out with her own hands.
Carnes picks up full court pressure on Hoffman. She's just harassing Hoffman in the backcourt right now. She could barely get it across the line in time. And here is Hoffman, right wing, dumps it down. She dumped it down to Brittany Hazelman, who checked in early in this game, and Hyatt fouls her on the post.
See, I'm very surprised that Hazelman's actually in this game because she's only averaging 4 minutes a game.
Got her in early. They find Washington in the corner. Washington's 3 is up, rims out, no good. Rebound man, right back up with it, no good. Carnes goes diving out of bounds. No, it was Nakamura. But Nakamura had a foot on line when she saved the ball. It'll be BYU Hawaii ball under the hoop again. Here comes Hoffman to inbound. Washington sitting in the opposite corner. They get it out to Hooper. Hooper back to Hoffman. Nakamura picks her up at half court, rides her all the way to the three-point line. Hoffman tries to dump it in. It's knocked away by Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt's starting the break. She's going all the way on her own. Her layup is up, and it's good.
How about that be the center running the break? Whenever I see a center run the break, I just start to laugh.
Hey, that was pretty sweet, though.
It was.
Here comes Washington. Washington gives it up to Hazelman. Hazelman working on Carnes. Quite the height differential there. There, Carnes switches off. Here comes Hoffman. Hoffman to Mann. Mann a little out of her range there. The drive by Hooper. The pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound. Hyatt. Hyatt sends Carnes on her way. Valentine in for the lefty layup. She goes up, but she's fouled. Valentine going line for 2. Dominican up 8-3, 16:39 left.
Look, be on paper. The Penguins are supposed to be blown out by BYU Hawaii, but look at the records. They're both 1-5, and they all have 2 wins. So let's see if the Penguins can bring an upset here.
Valentine's first free throw is up, and it's good. As Melissa Wise checks in for Dominican, she's going to grab Lauren Hyatt, who did pick up the early foul. And Wise is a shooter, but she can play down low. She's got the height.
But once Wise gets heated up, B, it's all lights out.
Valentine's second free throw is up. That one's good, too. Normally about a 50% free throw shooter, yeah, able to knock them both down there. And here comes Hooper back down the court for BYU Hawaii. She's working to the left side of the court. That's the far side. BYU Hawaii going from left to right. Hooper gets a call from the BYU Hawaii coach. And they give it to Washington. Washington dumps it in the middle. That's Hazelman. Hazelman with the scoop shot. No good. Man, rebound. Put back. The scoop shot is good.
Wow, that was like a behind-the-back move. Something you play in the playground.
10-5 Dominican leads. Melissa Wise, turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound Hazelman. 16 minutes left in the first half. We have Carnes picking up full court pressure early here in the game. You don't want her to tire out. And on cue, Danielle Yamauchi comes to check in. Hazelman goes up for a shot. It looked like Wise got all ball, but they're going to call her for a foul, and she's going to go to the line.
I was thinking that, too. I always had the same reaction Melissa Wise had, but, hey, the ref saw it at a better angle. You can't blame the refs here.
Yeah, Melissa Wise, one of the best shot blockers in the conference. Usually when she goes up to get one, she comes down with it. Got a foul there. Now, it's early in this game, only about 5 minutes in, and Dominican's up 10-5. Like you said, on paper, BYU is supposed to blow Dominican out, but Dominican's the one that looks in charge right now. How much of that can be attributed to the fact that Taki Tokoi is starting?
You know, it could be a really big thing here, B, because Taki Tokoi is a leader, and she knows how to rally her troops. I've been saying that her whole career. She has that leadership quality. It's just a characteristic she has. She's an RA, resident advisor, which also could be attributed to her leadership qualities. But I'm very surprised that the Penguins are running a transition-style offense against a faster BYU Hawaii team. If you don't see the record, they're actually equal. But if you look at their previous seasons, BYU Hawaii have been having some good records, and BYU Hawaii has some bigger, faster people.
So far, Shayla Washington has not heated up in this game. She's 1-for-3. The one was a three-pointer, which is nice. But it seems like a cold shooting start for her. She had a nice one in the lane, missed it. If she doesn't get going tonight, that puts BYU in a serious, tough spot.
Well, that's why Coach Hiram Akina put in the freshman, Hazelman. And the freshman, I just said, only gets 4 minutes a game. So maybe she's trying to have an impact with the height. She has two on the line right now.
Speaking of Hazelman, her first free throw is up, and it's no good. Natalie Bent sent a check in for Dominican. She's going to go in, and she's going to grab Taki Tokoi.
Look, B, both of us agree that Natalie Bent is also a spark plug, not on the offensive end, but she grabs rebounds, and she's the only one that loves to do the dirty work.
Hazelman misses the second free throw. Rebound goes to Washington. Her shot's no good. Second rebound to Mann. Her shot's up and good as BYU Hawaii gets two more. 10-7, Dominican leads, 15:30 left in the half. Valentine goes in and drives, and with the sky hook on the run, able to get it to go, 12-7 Dominican.
What an impressive shot there. I don't even think either of us could make that shot.
Not a chance. And here's BYU coming back the other way. It's in the hands of the freshman Hazelman. She's driving on Bent. She goes for the reverse layup. No good. Rebound Mann. Another putback for Taylor Mann, and she's killing Dominican down low. Dominican leading 12-9. Valentine runs it right back the other way. Here's Yamauchi, the freshman, kicks it to Nakamura for three. No. Washington with the rebound. Her outlet to Hooper. She's on her way. Yamauchi picks her up nicely. Shots up from BYU. No good. Rebounds long and pulled down by Shayla Washington. Shayla Washington drives. She's going to force a shot, but they're going to get another foul called on Melissa Wise as she gets in some early foul trouble here.
For the past possessions that BYU Hawaii Seasiders had was that they have a big height advantage on the Penguins. So far, the tallest player on the floor right now is Natalie Bentz, and Bentz is listed at 5'9".
Washington's first free throw is up, and it rims around and goes in. 12-10 now the score. Dominican leading by two, 14:47 left, as Hazelman checks out, and Lauren Smith, the 6'2 sophomore, checks in. Second free throw by Washington. Up. No good. Rebound. Taylor Mann again. She goes in. She kicks it out to Washington for three. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Natalie Bentz. She sends Yamauchi on her way. Yamauchi pushes up to Nakamura. Gets it to Wise down low. Wide open layup. Missed. Rebound ripped away by Kayla Valentine. Valentine gets it to Yamauchi at the top. Valentine drives in. Pull up jumper. Good.
Once Washington gets heated up, she's just like Shayla Washington. Valentine can score. She's a flat-out scorer.
Here's Hooper. Gets the ball to Carter. Back to Washington. Dump down is into Smith, who just checked in. She passes it to nobody. Kayla Valentine's able to pull it down. She's going to drive in herself. Her layup is up. No good. Rebound to Yamauchi. Yamauchi backs it out to Valentine with another baseline jumper. Too long. Didn't hit anything. Shayla Washington pulls it down. BYU running it right back. They take no breaks. They dump it into Mann again. Mann working on Wise. Mann turnaround. Tries to dump it off to her teammate, Smith. Can't get it there. Bentz with the steal. Yamauchi pushes it to Valentine. Valentine running right back. She goes in. Her drive. Her shot. No good. Ripped down by Smith. Smith to Hooper. And finally, a little break in the action there, Piab. This is fast pace, and they're going at it full speed.
Yeah, this is a much faster pace when they played against Chaminade.
Here's Washington. She drives. Pull around jumper. Rattles out. Rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Dominican ball.
Look, the Penguins are catching breaks here because all of Shayla Washington's shots are honestly on point. They're always in and out, or they're at least hitting back iron because she's just making adjustments now.
Mass substitutions for Dominican. Ariana Flynn checks in for the first time tonight. Lauren Hyatt back in. Taki Takoi back in. And Stephanie Carnes back in. Yamauchi is the one who stays on the court. Those are your five right now. The dump down is to Lauren Hyatt. She kicks it out to Ariana Flynn for three. Right through, nothing but net.
What a sign that is. The three-point shooter getting wet on her first shot, amazing.
17-10, Dominican leads, just under 13 left in the half. BYU tries to get it into Smith. It's knocked away. That ball, they're waiting for the call. That ball's going to stay BYU. The refs and players are confused. It's going to be Dominican ball. Kayla Valentine got a one-minute break, checks back in. And here comes Carnes. Carnes tries to get to Valentine, knocked away there. That was Tessa Carter. It's going to stay Dominican ball. Dominican leading 17-10, 12:45 left in the half as Hooper checks back in for BYU.
The Penguins need to play a little. They have to take care of the ball because that was just a sloppy pass by Stephanie Carnes. I know she's a good friend, but hey, friends got to help each other out. That was a sloppy pass.
Here's Carnes back to Valentine in the corner. Valentine doubled. She's able to break it. Finds Ariana Flynn to Takoi in the corner for three. No. Washington rips it down. Man, that Washington can jump.
Yeah.
And she can handle too as she's running it all the way back down the court. She's stopped by Carnes. She gets it out to Hoffman, recently checked back into the game. Hoffman pulls up, gets it to Smith, the 6'2 freshman, dumps it to Washington. Washington goes up. Shot is no good, but she's fouled by the freshman Ariana Flynn down low.
See, Flynn tried to hide her foul there. She reached in, but then she went straight up. The refs will always know when you're reaching in for a foul.
Yeah, no argument on that one. Flynn did stop the shot, so if Washington can miss a free throw, it's a good foul. Dominican leading 17-10, 12-18 left. Washington's first free throw is up. No good. Flynn might have just saved her team a point there. As Washington sets for her second free throw, Coach West giving Stephanie Carnes some advice. Second free throw's up, right through, nothing but net.
Look, B, I have no problem with giving fouls right on the paint. They just have to earn it. They can't give the easy shots.
Flynn tries to get it to Hyatt. It's stolen by Hooper. Hooper starts the fast break. Carnes catches up. It's poked away by Stephanie Carnes. It goes out of bounds, BYU Hawaii ball.
That's just the scrappiness of Carnes. She loves to reach for the ball. She loves the ball, and she'll definitely fight for the ball. So that's what I love about Carnes' game.
Hooper has it in the corner. She gets it out to Hoffman. Hoffman gets a screen from Washington. She goes away from it, though. Washington setting up shot by the three-point line. She's going to take it. No good. Rebound. Valentine goes up, and she is fouled by 6-foot freshman Brianna Jessup, Dominican ball.
The reason she was called for the foul because she had her left hand right on the shoulders of Valentine, which made her push down, and they tried to call that on Valentine for over and back, but they couldn't do it.
Dominican leading 17-11, 11:54 left in the half. They're at immediate timeout right now. And we checked in the first time, Piob, and Dominican was leading early in this game. It's still early, but it's still the lead. What do you like from Dominican so far in this game?
Well, the only thing I like, to be honest, is that they're keeping up with the pace BYU is running. The Penguins do not, they never run a fast-paced offense. But if they're doing that the way, and then they're doing it the way BYU wants to play, and they're winning that way, then you got to keep it. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's what the Penguins are doing.
One thing sticks out to me, Piob, and that's transition defense. Last time out against Chaminade, every time they pulled down a rebound, they ran it right back for a layup. You see it with Stephanie Carnes getting back, poking one away. Melissa Wise got called for a foul, but it looked like a block. She got back in transition defense. I like the way they're getting back. If you're not in position to get a rebound, get back on defense. It stops easy scoring opportunities, and that's what holds the team at 11 halfway through the first half.
The only way the Penguins struggled right here in the first half is that when they lost their big men and they needed a quick rest, that's when BYU started catching up. That's the smart thing BYU did. Now, with the Penguins coming back with their big man, coming out with Stephanie Carnes in the point, then it seems like the points are coming right back.
All right, we're back to action here on radio.dominican.edu as Carnes takes the ball across half court, Dominican leading by six. Ariana Flynn holding the ball. She's looking for a pass. She finds Nakamura. Nakamura trying to get it down low to Hyatt. No, it's going to be a Flynn three. Long, nothing but air. Washington tries the outlet pass. She throws it way past Hooper. Goes out of bounds on the other end of the floor. It's going to be Dominican ball.
Yeah, that was right in front of us. I was thinking there's going to be another Xander McNally scare, but no. Luckily, the ball went out of bounds farther than our point.
Jasmine Green checked in the game. She tries to pass it into Hyatt. It's stolen away. Hooper goes in for the layup. The ball gets wedged in between the backboard and the rim, and it's going to be a timeout here.
Yeah, well, I'm explaining why the Xander McNally scare. Xander McNally actually jumped right in front of us against Chaminade, so all the fans that weren't here. And Washington showing her hops.
Impressive display there. I told you that the ball got stuck between the rim and the backboard. And Washington was able to jump up and get it down. She almost touched the rim there. Here's BYU ball. It's Hazelman. Check back in the game, the freshman. Hoffman going to her left, looks back right to Hooper. Hooper dribble, drive, dump to Hoffman, find Washington, left wing. Back to Hoffman, top of the key. She drives. Hooper decides she'll take the three. It's up, it's no good. Hyatt pulls down the rebound. Gives it to Stephanie Carnes, and Carnes is on her way. Carnes gets it to Nakamura. Nakamura into Hyatt. Hyatt's jump shot. No good. Jasmine Green battling for the rebound, and they're going to call a foul as Green tries to go up for the rebound. Dominican leading 17-11. 10:55 left in the first half.
Yeah, that was an over and back call by freshman Brittany Hazelman. So the Penguins catch a break there.
6'2 sophomore center Lauren Smith checks in for BYU. Valentine comes to check in, but she doesn't make it in time. Here's Ariana Flynn, three, right through again. Ariana Flynn with their second three-pointer of the night.
Start heating up, young fella. The Penguins are going to need you later in the game.
Hoffman runs it right back against Dominican, and with a Tony Parker teardrop in the lane, gets it to fall. Dominican leads 20-13, 10:30 left in the half.
No, you're right. That was exactly like Tony Parker. I like that.
Ariana Flynn handling again. She tries to get to Nakamura, and it's another pass knocked away for Dominican as BYU knocks it out. It'll stay Dominican ball as Yamauchi, Valentine, and Takoy check back in. It's going to be Flynn, Carnes, and Hyatt coming out. Dominican leading 20-13, 10:28 left in the half. Nakamura gets it into Yamauchi. Yamauchi to Nakamura. Nakamura drives, looks right, spins left, gets it to Takoy, middle of the lane, jump shot up, bounce, good. Taki Takoy puts Dominican up 9, 22-13, as Hoffman runs it back on Dominican again. She gets in the middle lane, teardrop, no good. Rebound, man. Man put back, and another offensive rebound for a score by Taylor Mann.
Oh, man. Wow, what a shot off the glass.
Here's Kayla Valentine, left wing, to Nakamura. Nakamura drive, pull-up, jumper, bouncing, no good. Rebound, Washington, Green, both down. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to stay Dominican's way. You heard him come in, folks. That was the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Brian. Inbounds now. The Penguins have it off to our left. Attacking the Southern Hoop. Very quickly inbounds to Jasmine Green. She walks with it. 22-15, fans. 9:50 to go in the first half. Tonight's doubleheader, NC2A against BYU Hawaii. Penguins on top by seven. Both teams with two victories in conference. Penguins on defense, now off to our left. Washington has it, top of the key. She over to Hoffman. Dana Lynn Hooper gets it down low. They work it back outside. Hooper from the right wing, three ball, limp wrist. Yes. It's a nice shot out of Hooper, 22-18. Oh, they only gave her two. Thought it was a three ball, but it was only a deuce. Now to Green, pounding around in the paint. Now everybody falls on it. Valentine falls on it, along with Hooper. Jump ball. BYU ball. No. They call it on Valentine for jumping on top of Hooper.
Yep. Yeah, they called it on Valentine because she just tripped over Hooper, and Hooper just had the ball tighter than the lid of a pickle jar.
She had it tucked in there, and Valentine came and jumped on top of her. A little aggro there by Valentine. Hard to get mad at her for that. BYU with the ball there. Outside Hoffman, down low. And Lauren Smith buries one from just under the bucket. Very close there, Smith. Lauren Smith is a 6'2" sophomore. She barely had to reach up at all. Get that thing to drop. 22-19 fans after Smith with a deuce. Penguins now on defense again. Hoffman, right side, top of the key, between the circles, looking for a place to get it. She gets it down low, tipped out by Takoy into the hands of the Penguin cheerleaders in the end zone. Eight strong, nine strong tonight, Penguin cheerleaders, including DJ Spies.
The Penguins are all struggling right now because they didn't have a solid big man in. Now with Hyatt getting a quick rest, she'll be coming in and trying to stop this BYU-Hawaii Seasiders run.
8:28 to go, fans. 22-19, yours. Penguins have it on offense. Kimmy, right side, fakes it, dribble drive, right side, doesn't fall, gets her own rebound, falls out of bounds. Penguins by 3, 8:19. BYU ball now off the end line. Hoffman brings it up again, dumps it off to Hooper. Ariana Flynn's all over. Flynn's got the turtleneck going. Three ball. No. Takoy gets a hand on it. Everybody underneath. Now they get it back outside to Hoffman. Hoffman resets the shot clock as well. Taylor Mann, the 6'2" freshman out of Castledale, Utah. Down low. Flips it over to Lauren Smith again. Penguins by one now. 7:45. First half. 22-21, fans. Broadcasting worldwide as usual on Penguin Radio. Outside Carnes. Carnes with a foot fake, kind of a stutter step, thinks about it. Brianna, three ball. No, Ariana Flynn, not Brianna, but Ariana. Penguins now on defense. Hooper brings it up, chucks it into the Penguin cheerleaders again. Cheerleaders are getting a lot of action in IP up.
Yeah, well, I've been talking to the captain, DJ Spies, before the game, and she said she's been practicing all different cheers in pregame, so we'll see how they do.
How about you and B-San? You been practicing your cheers?
Well, actually, no. Me and B-San have been practicing something different. I mean, we're trying out for Chili next year.
Oh, you want to be Chili the Penguin?
Yeah, B?
Go ahead.
I don't have a shot. He blows me out of the water.
22-21 with 7:21 to go, and we may be looking at the next Chili the Penguin right here on the broadcasting booth. We're back in 25 seconds, radio.dominican.edu. Fans, we are back. 7:21, Penguins by one only now. I could use a little more of my headphones, please. Just a touch. For BYU. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. BYU's going to have it by Hooper right under the bucket. She gets it inbounds to Hoffman. Hoffman back over to Hooper, drives it in, slams into Ariana Flynn. Flynn's first year with the Penguins, and she has been nothing short of superb. Flynn's been doing it great on both sides of the ball. Inbounds. They couldn't get it past Flynn instead of Hoffman. Now down low. Two ball to go ahead. And that one falls by Taylor Mann. And the Penguins very quickly move it to the other end. Penguins down by one. Carnes left wing. Flynn gets it down low. Throws it away. Goes back in and fouls trying to get it back. Yeah.
Well, Taylor Mann is killing the Penguins. She's flirting with a double-double here, Stu. She has 10 points and 8 rebounds.
Just under 7 minutes as Melissa Wise gets ready to re-enter place of Taki Takoy. Washington at the free throw line. 1-1. Shayla Washington, a 5'9 junior out of Phoenix, on the line. Right foot on the center line, back spinning, deep. Rebound by Mann, and another whistle. And this one's going to be called on Kimi Nakamura. Sarah Nelson gets ready to enter the game. Check it, it's on Hyatt. I called it on Kimi, and Kimi's 24, Hyatt's 34, that's what I heard. Either way, Hyatt's gone. Sarah Nelson's in her place as Hyatt gets yanked, as is often the case when you create some sort of a penalty, such as Hyatt did. First one by Taylor Mann is good, PM.
Hyatt was pulled out because she's already flirting with foul. She has two. Five, you're out.
Back on the line is Mann. This one's deep, rattles around. Wise boxes out something fierce, and Wise created that rebound by Nakamura. Good job. Outside Carnes, three ball. Carnes, no look, over to Kimi. Left side, back over to Steph, on the way tipped. Wise comes down with it. Loose ball, back to Kimi. Thinking about it, Kimi has a clean shot, left elbow on the way. Yes!
You know, I like that, Stu. She thought about the three. She got an easier shot. 10-footer is better than a 20-footer.
24 up. She had to take that. A clean look for Kimi Nakamura, the veteran. Inside of 6.5 now, fans. Mann, left side. BYU and the Penguins. Both teams with two conference wins. Hooper, right side. Three ball. Missed it left. Rebound by Brittany Hazelman, the 5'11 sophomore. Out of Fiji. 5'11 out of Fiji. She's got it again. Hazelman bouncing around. She's got Wise all over. Wise playing some massive defense. Three ball on the way. No. Put back deep. Sarah Nelson rebound. Flips it off to Carnes. Right side. Yamauchi from the right wing. Thinks about it. Backs back out. Oh, very nice little stutter move there by Yamauchi to hang on to it. Carnes, 5:50 to go. Carnes, top of the key. Yamauchi, Danielle. Goes back between the legs. Over to Kimi, right side. She holds with the left, moves with the right. Eight on the shot clock. Into the corner. Yamauchi, no look over to Steph. Coach says shoot it. Sarah Nelson muffs it away. 2-1. Now it's into the hands of BYU. The Penguins couldn't get it away. 24 up, fans. 5.5. BYU driving in right side. Here's Shayda Washington. No. Penguins get in the way of it. Wise with a foul on the way back.
That's Wise's third foul, Stu. And, you know, the thing is, it's tough. She's great on the defensive end. She's aggressive. And once she gets going, she gets hot.
Three fouls. Wise is going to get yanked, I believe, on the line for BYU is Shayla Washington. And she knocks down the first one. And Takoy's in place of Wise, who's sitting on a hat trick right now for Wise. Timeout call, Brianna Chambers. We're back at 25, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we're back. Second one by BYU does not fall. So the Penguins trail by one, 25-24, BYU. Kick out Carnes, right side after the rebound. Carnes high dribbling to Sarah Nelson. I don't think she meant to get it off to Nelson, but it ended up in Nelson's hands, Piob 507, and Nelson converts.
Hey, well, better lucky than good, I always say,
well,
Stu.
I think Carnes just got herself an assist. 26-25, the D's will take it.
And it
inside
looked pretty
of 5 minutes. It looked very pretty. I think we may have been the only ones in the house, and Carnes, who knows the truth. Carnes had it stripped away, and it ended up falling right into the hands of Sarah Nelson, who was able to convert. Hooper's got it. Heaves it across the court. Hard as she can, Washington, three ball. Uh-oh. 22-footer. 28-26, Penguins trail, 4.5.
Washington's first three of the night. She has a total of 8 points.
Carnes now drives around, has nowhere to go. She slams into one of BYU at the top of the key. Over to the left side, Kimi gets it off to Danielle. Yamauchi flips it up there again. Too much pressure down low. Taylor Mann jams the hand in the way of Danielle. Now driving in right side, Hoffman. Lots of whistles. Penguins are already in trouble with 9. Nope. I correct myself. It's on 10. Now that's the 10th, and with 4:14 to go. BYU in the double bonus. Hoffman to the line, 28-26 for the BYUs, and this one is missed.
At one point, the Penguins are up by 10. Now down by 2.
That's basketball for you.
Yep.
Down by 10, up by 2. Ugh.
Who knows, maybe Penguins could be up by 10 again.
Hoffman misses another one. 4:12 clock rolls. Penguins trail by two. Nakamura walks with it. She grabbed it and was off step. She had to straight arm Dana Lynn Hooper. Hooper was playing her too tight on the big transition work as the Penguins heaved it down the court. We got 90 feet to work with, and 75 of it was in the air. So the Penguins give it up again, and Carnes in the way. Carnes steals it away on the way. Carnes on the rebound, or the layup left side. Carnes over Hoffman, stole it away and tied the game. Good play there by Carnes. Inside of 4 minutes, and Carnes hits the deck, tripped by Hoffman. Carnes slides across the D insignia after scoring the big layup. BYU-Hawaii, the Seasiders. Foul is committed by Danielle Hoffman. 28-28, 3:52 to go. NC2A basketball. From Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, and Brian Sanchez. We're back in 20. .352 to go, fans. 28 up. First half action. Penguin women coming off of their second conference win against Chaminade just a couple nights ago right here at the Conlin Center. And now we're in the middle of a great one. Penguins led by 10 early in the half. Then I came on the air. Piab, and immediately the Penguins coughed up the entire lead. In fact, they were down by two, but now it's tied. Shot on goal, close range, Taki no. BYU takes the rebound. 3.5 to go, fans, first half. Guys are scheduled to go at 7:30. Driving it in right side. Easy layup is Brittany Hazelman. Holy mackerel. That was nothing for Hazelman out of Fiji. Don't know a lot of Fijian basketball players, but I know one. Sarah Nelson with the putback after the missed three ball from the corner. Nelson ties the game at 30. 3:10 to go, fans.
They got to keep an eye on Washington. She has 9 points on the night.
Forget the halftime extravaganza. Hazelman, top of the key. Stolen away by Sarah Nelson, but back into the hands of Hazelman somehow. And a travel called against Hazelman. So the Penguins get it back with 2:58. The Penguin fans going, coming unglued. Only five fouls committed by the Brigham Youngs.
On the offensive end, on the rebound, BYU has 15 rebounds. Penguins in total only have 17.
Left side, drifting into the paint is Stephanie Carnes. 32-30, Penguins back on top. 2:45, something tells me that's where they belong. We'll find out. I'm going to bring down my level a little tiny bit. Yeah, just because I'm peeking here. 2:36 to go, fans. Top of the key now, BYU three ball by Hooper, yes. No, two big long two ball. Hooper scores to tie it at 32. Now Danielle Yamauchi throws it away over the head of little old Sarah Nelson. That's not easy to do. Nelson at 6'4".
Yeah.
It was over her head.
On her fingertips.
32 up, fans. 2:22 to go. 2:22, like room 2:22, the old show from the 70s, and we have our own Valentine, not Karen Valentine. But Kayla Valentine. Now BYU throws it into the fourth row of the grandstands, and the Penguins will get it back with 2:09. Going old school on the TV reference there. 2:09. Yamauchi now down. No look over to Nelson. Turned around. No. Taken down by Hazelman. No, it wasn't. It was Washington. Shayla Washington. The 5'9 juniors. So thin and can jump so high. I thought it was Hazelman down there. She's got it again. Now the top of the key. Driving it in, Taylor Mann. Left side, too much glass. Sarah Nelson gets wrapped up. You know, Nelson took that thing down. She's actually nice about it. I think maybe a little too nice. That's going to be Penguin ball. Out of bounds off of Shayla Washington as it hops into the grandstands. And for the TV viewers, they have blocked off the last few rows of the grandstands. That's nice.
Yeah.
1:43 to go, fans. Tie game. This thing is shaping up to be a beauty. Brian Sanchez will be back in the second half of the play-by-play. For now, it's inbounds. Kimmy, Danielle, back to Nakamura. Sarah Nelson, ripped away. Stolen back! Penguin ball as Carnes comes up with it. Over to Takoi, three ball on the way. Takoi deep. Back down. Takoi went in after it, but it was grabbed by Taylor Mann. BYU will bring it up. 1:22 to go. Jessica Hancock, dribble drive. She gets it indoors. Lauren Smith, no. Back to Hancock, no. Nelson comes down with it. Nelson being nice again. Finally, Nelson gets in the way. You know, when that Nelson, if that Nelson ever got mean, she's not a mean person. She's in one of my classes. She's a very nice young lady. I'll tell you what, if she ever got mean, I think she'd get more rebounds.
Maybe.
I don't know if
mean.
That's what it takes.
And we need her to get more rebounds. BYU Hawaii has more offensive rebounds than Dominican has total rebounds in this
game.
That's
not a stat I was looking to read. I'm glad you did it, B-San, because I did not want to take that one to the fans.
I'll take the bullet.
Jessica Hancock does the Penguins a big favor and misses her first free throw. So the score with 1:13 to go remains tied at 32. We are back in 20 seconds, radio.dominican.edu. 1:13 to go. Jessica Hancock is out of Safford, Arizona, 5'10", freshman. She'll go to the line. BYU attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center, and this one falls. A one-point game in favor of BYU Hawaii. And the clock rolls with 1:13. Danielle Yamauchi pats the top of the head, dribbles with the right hand, pats the top with the left, indicating the play. Left side, Kimmy. Top of the key, Carnes. Back to Yamauchi with a good short bounce pass. She's got it. She wants to shoot it so badly, but she's got Shayla Washington in her mug. With 9 on the shot clock, Takoi left side, 3 ball, Kimmy on the way. Short. Sarah Nelson rebound, put back Nelson, yes. Boy, that Nelson, what a luxury to have the 6'4" Nelson just standing in perfect position with 44.7 seconds to go, and BYU trails by 1. And now the referee comes over to the timer.
That was just an easy layup there set up by Sarah Nelson. When you're 6'4" and you can just put it back and in like that, height matters in this league.
You're not kidding. The Penguins have not had a 6'4" player on the women's team since Timmy Evanyi in 2003, the transfer out of Cal. Evanyi played for Scott Davis's Lady Penguins for 1 year. 3 ball goes off, no. Somehow the Penguins cannot get the rebound. Another offensive rebound goes the way of BYU after the air ball. After an air ball, BYU still gets the offensive rebound. I think we found the weakness in the Penguins. Defense right in the 34-33. If I see it, I guarantee that Coach Hiram Aquina sees it.
Yeah.
Coach Aquina's got to see that, as Brian Sanchez mentioned. More offensive rebounds than the Penguins have defensively. 9 seconds. Penguins up by 1. They want to hold the lead going to the clubhouse. Takoi drives in. Shot clock off. Takoi off the glass. Takoi left side. 1 second. Inbounds. Half over. Penguins lead by 3. 36-33. What an up and down first half. The Penguins led by as many as 10, trailed by 4, back up by 3. 15 minutes from now, we'll get the second half going. About 10 minutes from now, B-San and Piob will be back with the halftime extravaganza. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters. Radio.dominican.edu.
The big problem for Dominican is the fact that BYU Hawaii has 18 offensive rebounds, and DU only has 21 total rebounds. So there at the end of the quarter, they're able to pull it in and get more rebounds than BYU had offensively. But that's not really something you want to make as a point of pride. You should really be well past that. And another note, we have Taylor Mann. She's 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 from the line. She's at 11 points and 12 rebounds. She's got a double-double. And Shayla Washington is at 9 points and 9 rebounds. So we almost had 2 double-doubles in the first half. Mann is the only one with one, and Washington's going to have one soon. Now, if Dominican's going to come back, they are leading this thing. So you might hear all that and go, oh my goodness, Dominican is getting just dominated in this game. It's not true. The stats all tell you that Dominican is losing this game by 15. But stats always lie. Dominican is up by 3. It's 36-33. Now, you may be asking yourself why, as we bring in Patrick Kiyab-Yab. Piyab, we're asking why if Dominican's given up two players at double-doubles in the first half and have given up 18 rebounds offensively in the first half, how do they have a three-point lead?
The way they have a three-point lead is transition defense. Stephanie Carnes has been that leader adding the point. She's been doing it defensively and offensively. Normally, Steph Carnes heats it up defensively, but on the offense, she is a baller, shot caller, like what Skip Bayless would say about Tim Tebow. That's what she is. She's become a leader, she's a junior, and she knows what she's doing. Now, on the defensive side, the Penguins are in trouble because they have people in foul trouble with Hyatt and Wise. Wise is three, Hyatt with two. And Carnes, if Carnes picks up another foul, they'll be in trouble as well because you're going to give all the heavy duty to Yamauchi. And Yamauchi, she's not bad. She's a great change of pace point guard, but you want someone who's more familiar with the system to run it with, and that's Carnes.
Now, a nice little spark plug off the bench. We were worried at the beginning. Taki Tekoi, the usual spark plug off the bench, was in the starting lineup. But you bring in 6'4 freshman Sarah Nelson, and in 7 minutes she had 6 points and four rebounds. That's a spark plug off the bench, and that's a big contributing factor to why Dominican has the lead right now.
Well, also another contributing factor is Ariana Flynn, the three-point specialist, has made three threes, and two threes. She's on pace for three. But when you get Kimi Nakamura in and she starts heating up, this is going to be business in the Conlon Center. And remember, Stephanie Carnes can heat up as well, and they're getting the big man inside, Lauren Hyatt, some touches. When you do that, you are in business to win a game.
Now, my key to the second half is going to be foul trouble. You have Lauren Hyatt at 2, Kayla Valentine at 2, Ariana Flynn at 2, and Melissa Wise at 3. And with the way fouls have been flown in this game, it could be 5 minutes in the second half when a player gets up to 4 or 5.
Well, that's the bottom line. If it starts going to 4 or 5, that's a problem. But Valentine is another scorer I like to keep in mind. Valentine is someone that will heat up. She didn't make that hook shot that you called earlier. But with Valentine doing that, I'm going to do this and pass it over to my quarterback, Brian Sanchez.
All right, the action is back as Stephanie Carnes brings it in. But as they're bringing it up the court, the shot clock decided not to start itself. So they're going to have to inbound, try it again. 36-33, Dominican leads here, getting crushed in the stat column, but winning on the scoreboard where it counts. As the inbounds goes to Carnes and we look to set up an offense, Valentine drives, dishes it to Hyatt. Hyatt in the middle, walks before she gets the pass off, drag that pivot foot.
That's always a rookie mistake, but I mean, she's a veteran. She'll learn from it. That happens to everyone.
Here comes Hoffman back the other way for BYU Hawaii. She does most of the ball handling. Hooper in there too. Hooper has the ball now. They have man down in the post. They have the freshman Jessup in there, and of course, Shayla Washington. Ball blocked by Tekoi, swatted up in the air, and then she swats it into the fourth row of the stands. It's Tekoi playing fierce defense.
Tekoi, I mentioned again, a leader. When she has quick hands, they've been playing ball for all 4 years, then it will be great.
Here's the inbounds to Hoffman. Hoffman to Hooper. Hooper for three. Good. 36-36, 19:30 left in the game. Here's Nakamura running it back the other way. Gives it to Carnes. Carnes to Valentine. Valentine looks to set up the offense. Valentine pulls up for three. No good. Rebound Hooper. Hooper runs it back herself. She's got help in the middle, but she's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound tipped by Jessup. Goes out to Hooper. Hooper has it. Gives it to Hoffman. Hoffman to Mann. Mann spins. Dishes it out to Washington. Washington drives. Baseline. Tony Parker teardrop. No good. Rebound Valentine. Valentine come back the other way. Double team. Trap. Able to get it to Carnes. Coach Chambers yelling for her team to push it. Gets it to Nakamura, left corner. Valentine, top of the key. Her drive goes in the middle. She loses the ball. It's bouncing around. It's going to be BYU ball. Dominican and BYU tied 36-36.
Taki Tekoi got hit right in the eye. She's rubbing it. She's teary, and she's ready. She's ready on defense, but I'm still worried if she broke a nose or something because she's still teary-eyed.
Here comes the ball, BYU Hawaii. It's in the hands of Mann. Mann goes into the corner, but it's tipped away by Valentine. She tried to go cross-court into the corner. Dangerous pass. Valentine knocks it away.
Valentine athletic, quick enough to grab that ball and just snatch it out of there.
Here comes BYU Hawaii with the ball back. Washington, elbow jumper, not even close. Air ball goes out of bounds. Dominican ball tied at 36.
Oh, man, Penguins caught a break there. I don't know if you saw it, but Kimmy just slapped Washington in the arm. Ref missed that one.
Yeah, it's not common for a shooter like Washington to miss that badly. And here comes Carnes back the other way. Valentine right wing. Penguins going from left to right. Gets it to Nakamura in the middle. Nakamura to Tokoi. Tokoi jumper. Good. 2 points there for Taki. That was a long two. Dominican leads 38-36.
Maybe getting him the nose will get you something. If you smell pressure, then how about you shoot it away and nail two?
Here comes Hoffman. She dumps it down to Mann, but she overshoots her. Gets it to Valentine. Valentine starts the break herself. Pushes it up to Carnes. Just out of the reach of Stephanie Carnes. The ball goes out of bounds back to BYU. Dominican leading by two, 17-51 left in the game.
Man, that catch a break there, because that's an easy two-point layup there for Carnes on the other end.
Here's Hooper, right wing, Carnes on her. Gets it out to Hoffman. Hoffman to Hooper. Hooper down low. Gets it to Jessup. Jessup tries to get in the man, taken away by Kayla Valentine again. Valentine gives it to Carnes, pushes it up. Tries to find Nakamura in the corner, knocked away by Hooper. Ball goes out of bounds. Dominican's possession still. 38-36, the lead for Dominican. 17-29 left in the game. It's been a battle all the way through. Expected to stay the same throughout. Here's Valentine, right wing, working on Hoffman. Valentine looks to set up the offense. Tokoi flashes, sets a pick for Carnes. They go out left wing. Nakamura back to Valentine. Valentine tries to go in the middle. Hoffman pokes it away, but she got too much body there. Foul on Hoffman. Penguin ball out of bounds.
B-San, you notice the BYUs are wearing their road unis that look a whole lot like the colors of the Niners in the 70s.
Let's not mention that, Stu.
You know, the Niners have gone muted colors.
Anyways, Tokoi in the corner.
Trying to get through the whole broadcast without bringing up the Niners.
Unsuccessful. Speaking of unsuccessful, here's the Tokoi dump pass in. It's stolen. Gets it to Mann to Hoffman. Hoffman almost drags the pivot foot as she gets the ball at the top of the key. She hands it to Washington. Washington to Hoffman. They find Mann inside. Mann with the easy layup wide open down low. You can't let her get loose down low. Tied at 38, just under 17 left in the game.
She's got 13 points in 15 minutes, B. Very impressive.
Got to keep a body on her down low. If she gets loose, she's going to make it. Valentine, right corner, gets it to Nakamura, top of the key. Finds Carnes left wing, pump fake, drive. Dumps it to Nakamura. Nakamura inside, blocked by Mann. Mann gives it to Hoffman. Hoffman runs it back, finds Washington. Washington, jump, hook, no good, but gets the foul call. Washington will be going to the line with a chance for two more. Foul on Kayla Valentine. And Kayla Valentine has three fouls now, P.O.B.
No, that's just a real tough luck there.
All tied at 38 here as Washington steps to the line for her first free throw. It's up. It's good. Dominican now trails by one. 6'4 freshman Sarah Nelson set to check in. She's going to go grab Taki Tokoi as Washington sets for her second free throw.
Look, this is bad news, B. 17 attempts for the Seasiders, and the Penguins only have two.
Washington's free throw's up, right through. 40-38, BYU leads, Dominican trailing. Carnes bringing it across half court. Chambers calling out the play. They get to Valentine, right wing. Valentine drive, Nelson in the post, Hyatt in the post. Chooses Nakamura up top. Nakamura drives, gets it out to Carnes. Carnes pump fake, drive, dumps it in Hyatt. Spin, layup, good. 40-40, Dominican ties it up as Stephanie Carnes steals the inbound pass, goes to the floor and calls timeout. Dominican ball tied at 40, 16:01 left in this game as a scrappy play of Carnes is keeping Dominican in it. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back with live women's basketball here on radio.dominican.edu as the Lady Penguins are currently tied with the Seasiders of BYU Hawaii at 40, 16:01 left in the game. It's been scrappy all the way. It's going to end the same. Here comes the inbound. Carnes gets it into Nelson. Nelson looks to get rid of it quick. She's doubled. Finds Valentine at the elbow. Gets it out to Nakamura. Valentine, jumper, up, good. Two for Valentine. 42-40. Dominican takes the lead.
Kayla Valentine started the season great. Even in the preseason, has only proceeded to get better all season long. She has just improved as the action is continued out of bounds. The ball gets out of bounds. Here's B-San.
Yeah, Washington got caught in the air there. Couldn't decide between a shot or a pass. Ends up just throwing it away. Tried to save it. Was man. Goes out of bounds. So we're at another timeout now. 42-40 Dominican leads. There's 15:40 left in the game. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
We've got a real nail biter here in the Conlin Center. I need a nail clipper in the building, and DMB has got it. So, B, let's go.
Thanks, P. Ob. As Dominican inbounds this one, and Lady Penguins head up the court, leading by two, 42-40, 15:30 left in the game. Ball's in the hands of Carnes, who gives it to Nakamura. Nakamura gets it up to Valentine. Valentine drives, finds Carnes in the corner. Pump fake drive under the hoop. Back to Nakamura, two-woman game. Nakamura's jump shot up, no good. Rebound, loose. Hooper pulls it down. Hooper starts the break. Dominican gets back on defense. Ball's in Hoffman's hands to Washington. Back to Hoffman. Down low, Mann. And another 2 points in the paint for Taylor Mann as she is eating Dominican alive down low. All tied at 42, 15 minutes left in the game.
15 points in 16 minutes now, B. That's for Taylor Mann.
Valentine jumps into the middle, finds Nakamura out wide. Hyatt wide open down low. Kimmy Nakamura finds her, and that's an easy two for Lauren Hyatt. Dominican takes the lead 44-42.
Lauren Hyatt's flurrying now with a double-double. She's got 10 points, two rebounds.
Hoffman runs it all the way back down the court on Dominican, goes up for a layup, and she's fouled. Stephanie Carnes got underneath her, flipped her up in the air. So Hoffman goes in the line for two, chance to tie it, Dominican leading 44-42.
It's honestly odd that Carls is not in danger for foul trouble. She normally picks up two fouls right away. Now she only has two fouls, and we're in the second half.
Hoffman nails the first free throw to bring BYU within one, 44-43. Second free throw up. Second free throw good. All tied at 44, 14-43 left in the game. And here comes Carnes back the other way. Carnes gets all the way into the paint, dishes out to Valentine. Valentine tries to penetrate, not able. Gets it to Kimmy. Kimmy finds Carnes right wing. Nelson in the post. Wants the ball. Not going to get it. They go to Valentine left wing. She pulls up for the long three. No good. Rebound Sarah Nelson. Put back. Good. The 6'4 freshman makes her presence known. 46-44 Dominican lead.
Sarah Nelson has 8 points.
As Shayla Washington runs back down the court with a circus layup and gets it to go. 46 all.
Shayla Washington has 13 points in 16 minutes.
Here's Carnes. Carnes finds Valentine. Nelson, ball, free throw line, gets it to Kimmy. Kimmy, three, up, no good. Rebound, Valentine. She pulls up for the two, no good. That rebound, poked out of bounds. No, they're going to call Hoffman for the over-the-back foul on Kimmy Nakamura. Dominican ball as Danielle Yamauchi checks in for Stephanie Carnes and Melissa Wise grabs Lauren Hyatt.
Now you have to love this, B. The Penguins are not being dominated on the defensive end on the floor. They're actually doing well on getting offensive rebounds.
Yamauchi checks in. She's set to inbound. She gets it up top to Nakamura, setting up the offense. Finds Yamauchi. Yamauchi drives, looking to pass. Backs it back out. Valentine to Yamauchi. Yamauchi, Nakamura. Nakamura finds Wise in the middle, dumps it to Nelson down low. Nice find by Melissa Wise to get Sarah Nelson the easy inside two. 48-46, Dominican lead.
Look, this is Penguin basketball. When you keep moving the ball around, you're going to find someone open.
Here's the ball back down for BYU Hawaii in the hands of Taylor Mann, who spins baseline. Little Euro step, goes up for the layup, and the foul is called. And it was on Melissa Wise, who within a minute of checking in, picks up foul number four.
Yeah, Melissa Wise is in foul trouble right now. And the problem is, B mentioned this at halftime, Wise is just one shot away from heating up, just one jumper. Wise will heat up. This is what I love about her game. But when you're in foul trouble, you're not going to find minutes.
Mann's first free throw up. It's good as Takoi checks in, and she has to grab Wise with the four fouls. 48-47, Dominican leads, 13-15 left in the game as Mann sets for her second free throw, which is up, and rims around good. All tied at 48 as this game is just back and forth, back and forth.
Look, this is a real tough game, and this shows leadership in the Penguins. Can their leaders bring them to victory?
Nakamura drives, Finds Decoy down low. Decoy back up to Nakamura. They get Nelson at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper. No good. Mann pulls down another rebound. Sends Hooper on her way. All tied at 48. BYU with the chance to finally take the lead back as Washington gets it to Mann. Mann drives on Nelson. Spin. Righty. No good. Blocked by Nelson. Ball's on the ground. Jump ball. Nelson and Yamauchi both wrapped up. Taylor Mann. It's going to stay BYU ball, but you got to love the hustle.
Look. Sarah Nelson, if she makes that from the free throw line, you're standing at 6'4", that should be your go-to move all the time. She's still growing, and I love her game on the inside.
BYU tries to force the pass inside to Shayla Washington, but Hooper stepped over the line before the pass. It'll be Dominican ball as Stephanie Carnes checks in, and she's going to grab Kimmy Nakamura. 48 all, 12:43 left in the game. Carnes into Yamauchi. Yamauchi's going to bring it up herself. Hooper picks up Yamauchi. They find Valentine left wing. Left corner to Coy. Three. No good. Rebound Stephanie Carnes, who puts it back up for 2 points. 50-48 Dominican lead.
Look, I know I mention this all the time, but Stephanie Carnes is listed at 5'1". And the only way to succeed and you're listed at 5'1 is to play scrappy. And she's been doing that her whole career.
Here comes Shayla Washington back the other way. She goes up for a shot, but they're going to call a foul, a bailout foul, on Sarah Nelson as Washington steps the line with a chance to tie it up. Dominican leading 50-48, 12:16 left.
I saw that a mile away. She was standing in the restricted area. Even Taki's telling Nelson, hey, you got to keep your hands in there. If you reach in, they're going to call it every time.
Washington's first free throw up, rattles around, good. Tell you what, all the refs in the stands didn't like that call. Washington. Second free throw up. Second free throw, good. 50 all. 12:15 left in the game as this seesaw contest continues. Here's Carnes to Valentine. Valentine to Yamauchi. Yamauchi tries to dumb it down to Nelson. Nelson, with great hands, able to reel it in. But her outlet pass is stolen by Shayla Washington, who takes it all the way. Lefty layup, no good. Hooper rebound. Finds Jessup. Jessup puts in the easy layup. 52-50. BYU-Hawaii takes the lead back. Carnes all the way back, gets it to Yamauchi, Valentine right wing. Carnes cross court to Takoy in the corner. Takoy drives, dishes it out to Carnes for three. No good, rebound, Taylor Mann.
You mentioned Jessup earlier, B. Jessup, that was her first points in 18 minutes.
Here comes Hooper back the other way to Jessup. Jessup back to Hooper. They find Shayla Washington, thought about the three, pulls it down. Here's the ball in the middle, Taylor Mann. Washington will take this three, and she'll make this three. 55-50, BYU-Hawaii leads. 11-11 left in the game, and the Penguins will take a timeout as this one has the momentum shift towards BYU-Hawaii. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
Now the Penguins had the lead, now it's back. It's been a seesaw game all day, and he's on the seesaw. He's ready to say DJB.
Thanks, P-Ob, as we got some substitutions for the Penguins. Kimmy Nakamura checks in. Lauren Hyatt checks in. As Carnes has the ball right wing. Gets it to Takoy in the corner. Takoy drives. Layup. Blocked. Foul called. Takoy's going to get herself to the line. Lauren Smith called. For the foul.
Look, Takoy knew she was going to get a trip to the line. Aggressive play will get you easy buckets. When you get a trip to the line, this will bring momentum back to your bench.
And just like that, we're at another media timeout. Dominican trails 55-50. Takoy will be at the line for two more when we return. And we'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu, fans. We have another good game for women's basketball. DJB Brian Sanchez is on the mic.
Thanks, P-Ob, as Dominican is trailing 55-50, 10:56 left in the game. Takoy step in line for two after that good aggressive move. Takoy's first free throw up, and it's good. Reset the lineup here for the Penguins. They got Stephanie Carnes, Kayla Valentine, Kimmy Nakamura, Taki Takoy, and Lauren Hyatt. Estacoy sets for her second free throw. Up, nothing but net. 55-52, Dominican trails by three. Carnes picks up the full court pressure. Able to get some steals earlier in the game. She's going for some more. She just plays some harassing defense on opposing point guards. As the ball is in the hands of Jessup, gets it to Hooper to Washington. Washington, who hit the big three a couple minutes ago. Ball's into Mann. Mann spins, turns right past Lauren Hyatt. Layup, good. 57-52, BYU-Hawaii takes the lead as Mann's big night continues.
Taylor Mann is having a ginormous night with 19 points and 13 rebounds.
The ball's in the hands of Valentine. Hyatt's working hard in the middle. She gets it down low. She drives. The ball stripped away by Mann. Hooper picks it up. She starts to break herself. She's got Washington and Jessup. She'll go all the way herself. Layup. Bouncing. Good. 59-52 now. 7-point lead for BYU Hawaii. Carnes runs it back the other way. Gets it to Nakamura. Valentine left wing. Dribbles. Finds Carnes. Back to Valentine. Valentine looking for a pass. She'll get Nakamura, right wing. Hyatt in the middle. They're going to call a foul. Yes, it's going to be on BYU Hawaii.
It's going to be on Lauren Smith.
Both teams with 14 fouls as Ariana Flynn checks back in. And so does Sarah Nelson. Kayla Valentine takes a seat. So does Taki Takoi. Stephanie Carnes set to inbound. She's looking. You just toss it up high, and Sarah Nelson will go get it. That's all you need. But the ball is stolen away by BYU Hawaii. Hooper pushes it to Washington. Washington goes to drive on Ariana Flynn, but she's fouled. The ball will be out of bounds, but Flynn picks up another foul as BYU Hawaii leads 59-52, 9:35 left in the game.
You're talking about Flynn. That's her third foul on the night there, B.
Washington set to inbound, gets it to Hooper. Hooper sent up the offense. They like to run it through Washington. They find her left corner. She goes for the three. Sarah Nelson says no. Washington gets it back, drives, hook shot, foul. No, they're going to call the foul before the shot. So there is a foul on the play on Dominican. It's going to be on Lauren Hyatt, but no shot, so it's a BYU inbound.
Yeah, it's going to be her third foul. I mean, the Penguins catch a break. If that was continuation, that would have been big.
Melissa Y set to check back in. She's playing with one foul left. She goes and grabs Lauren Hyatt. You got to think they want Wise's shooting here.
No, they do. I mean, when you're down seven, you got to bring shooters in, and that could change the pace of the game.
Inbound to Mann. Mann drives. She's looking for an outlet, but she takes too many steps before she can get the pass off. Dominican ball trailing by seven, 9:23 left in the game. Carnes crosses half court. Gets it to Flynn. Flynn, the sniper, ready to shoot at all times. Gets it to Nakamura. Nakamura tries to pass it. Washington goes way up in the air to block that one. Hooper has the ball. She crosses half court. She's running it back. Jessup into Mann. Mann goes up for the shot. Stephanie Carnes is able to grab it, and they're going to call a travel on Mann. Dominican ball as their defense is really stepping up, but they need some points here, Piop.
Yeah, they are. It's a toss-up game right now. Both teams have 16 turnovers apiece.
The pass goes into Sarah Nelson in the post, and she just goes right over the top. And then on the inbound, Stephanie Carnes wraps up Hooper. That's a jump ball. It stays Dominican's way. Dominican brought it within 5, 59-54, and now they get the ball. Wes Valentine checks in, and she grabs Kimi Nakamura.
Valentine's in there for scoring purposes only. And not to mention the 6'4" Sarah Nelson. How about that? 12 points on the night.
Ball's in Valentine's hand to Flynn for the deep three. No. Washington goes up high for the rebound. She goes for the outlet pass, and she passes it to nobody, and ball goes out of bounds. It couldn't be saved by Smith. Dominican gets it back, but how about that shot from Flynn, P.O.?
Look, that was on point. That was just off back iron, but Flynn had the release. It was just on point. If that went in, the crowd would have went crazy.
Flynn took that one from 3 feet behind the men's line. She is not shy when it comes to shooting.
No, she's not.
Inbound from Dominican. Goes to Valentine. Valentine to Flynn. She's about 30 feet away, but that's in range.
Hey, she would shoot that.
Here's Valentine, gets it into Wise. Wise to Flynn at the elbow. Drive, lefty layup, no good. Nelson going for the offensive rebound, able to pull it down, get it back to Carnes. Great hustle play by Sarah Nelson as Carnes gets it into Wise, who gets it to Flynn for the corner three, and it's good.
When the shooters start heating up, the crowd's going to feel it at all times.
59-57, Dominican cuts the deficit to two. Washington has the ball for BYU Hawaii. In the middle to Hazleton, who just checked in, and Flynn steals it away. And Flynn gets it to Carnes. Carnes pushes to Valentine. Valentine goes in herself. Righty runner, no good. Rebound, Nelson goes up, and she's fouled.
Look, I'm going to mention this right now. The freshman Flynn made two great plays. Not to mention the three, but the steal at the other end of the court.
It's media timeout with Dominican trailing by two and Sarah Nelson going to the line when we get back. 7:55 left in this game as Dominican is in a nail biter. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
7:55 to go, fans. Penguins trail by two, 59-57. Seasiders in the house. Sarah Nelson to the line. Following the foul, which followed the gigantic three ball by Ariana Flynn. That Flynn can knock him down. Sarah Nelson on the way. Very deep, but a dead ball bounce, and it fell in. Wow. Nelson missed that thing deep, and it just dead balled right in there. This one's on the way, and it's perfect. Nelson ties the game at 59, fans. Good job there by B-San. 12 solid minutes of play-by-play. Top of the key now. Hoffman has it. She goes left side. Gets it over to Washington. Hoffman back again. Working it outside. Penguins, big-time defense. All of a sudden, Taylor Mann emerges. Right under the bucket. None of the Penguins even saw Mann sneaking in there. 61-59 now. Penguins trail. 7.5 to go, fan. Second half. Kayla Valentine's got it at the top of the key. Penguins don't need to match baskets. They need to get some stops, and unfortunately, they were stopped. Penguins throw it away. Coming across the insignia now is Danielle Hoffman on Boosters Night here at the Conlin Center. Penguin Boosters Night. It's a big night here. Outside, Penguins on defense. Washington, three ball, down. 64-59, and just like that, Penguins trail by five after working so hard to tie it. Kayla again. Last series, Kayla chucked it away, trying to find one of the Penguins down low. I think she was looking for Wise. This time they get Wise. Too much traffic. Nelson now into the Penguin bench.
Stu, you have two Seasiders that have 20 points. You have Shayla Washington and Taylor Mann. They each have 21 points.
64-59. 6:37 to go, fans. Inbounds, Penguins. Have it on the short side. Kayla, trouble. Double team, throws it away. Right in the hands of Hoffman. Hoffman brings it up right side against Yamauchi. Now they kick it back over to Hooper. Three ball on the way, deep. Fouled.
Why foul someone when shooting a three? This is a killer.
The Cardinal sin of defense.
Wise is gone. That's her fifth. She'll get to go to the showers, but not continue in the game. So Wise is history, and Taki will come back in. It's too bad. Wise is having a pretty good game. Wise is gone with a foul outside of the arc that Piab always says is something you never want to do.
No.
So she'll get Hooper will get three now as she was in the act of shooting. And the first one is good, and you don't want to foul Hooper. Oh, Hooper stepped over the line, and the basket is waved off.
A line violation over there.
She set the feet, and then just as she went to fire it off, she got the toe over the line. This one does go. This one counts, and she'll get to go again.
Honestly, that was huge, Stu. If she makes all three, that's an 8-point lead.
Flynn out. Kimmy Nakamura in her place. Hooper will go back to the line. I'm sure she'll study the line to make sure she doesn't step on it again. On the way. And she makes this one. And she towed the line again. She did it again. Two of the three, she stepped over the line. Can you imagine that, fans? Dana Lynn Hooper, two of the three freebies were foot faults. And all three went, but two were called off. And now the Penguins chuck it into the 19th row of the grandstand. This one almost left the building. Tokoi with a baseball pass, and it stays up there. 6:13 to go, fans. 65-59. Mercifully, Hooper is not given credit for two of her three. I think the coach needs to check on the rule. Because apparently, Hooper was standing on the line when the line itself is in no man's land. Now a bullet pass beyond the end line. And it's tipped by Kayla Valentine on the way out with 5:55 to go. The Penguins trail by six. But everybody in the house will tell you it should be eight. Karns back in there for Danielle. On the short side, Seasiders bring it in. Hoffman over to Hooper. Hooper with a jumper, 12-footer good. Hooper's crazy. She's just a crazy good shooter, 67-59. 5:40 to go. Seasiders creating some serious daylight of the Penguins here. Coming up on 5.5, fans. Kayla, stutter step, fakes left, goes right, now goes left, into the paint on the way. Pulls up with nothing. Rebound Seasiders. Slowly, methodically, bringing it up. 5:20 to go, fans. Hoffman. Right side Hooper again. Oh boy, I thought she had it. Taken down. Seasider ball is a reset on the shot clock. 67-59, 5:11 to go. Again on the short side, Hooper to bring it in.
The Penguins are still in this. They're only down by eight with 5 minutes to go.
It was tied 30 seconds ago. All of a sudden, it's been an 8-0 run. Inbounds to Hooper. Back between the circles. Way over to the right with Karns. Plastered. Karns throwing her body on Hooper. Hoffman. Karns gotten good at defense this season. Now it's a walk, but they don't call it. Now it goes into the hands of the Penguins. Valentine will bring it up. 3-on-2. Valentine right side off the glass. Oh, brother, it was in and out. Another rebound by Mann.
That was just too much English.
67-59, Penguins trail 4:42. Radio down to Minnikin.edu. Stolen away now by the Penguins. Good steal by Hyatt. Takes it herself, Hyatt. Runs it in, Hyatt. 67-61, 4:29 p.m.
That happened twice today, Stu. The 6'4 center just got up and in for two fast breaks.
Seasiders have called the timeout, fans. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stuart Horn, Piab, radio.dominican.edu.
Well, they dodge hooks, jabs, uppercuts, and they're still down six. And throwing a haymaker is DJ BB. Welcome.
Thanks, Piab. As Dominican trails 67-61, 4:23 left in this game. BYU ball on the inbound as Hoffman gets set to set up the offense. Screen by Mann to get Karns off of Hoffman. The drive into the middle. Jessa back to Mann. Mann wide open in the middle. Misses the layup. Gets her own rebound. Gives it to Hooper for the wide open J. Miss. Jessa rebound. Hooper slows down the pace. Dominican needing a defensive rebound in the worst way. Stephanie Karns fouls Hooper on the perimeter, and that's going to be a one-and-one situation. Hooper, step into the line.
I hate to say it. I'm afraid this game is coming right down to rebounds. And the fact is the Penguins have been out-rebounded by such a huge margin, they honestly have no business being this close, considering the numbers of rebounds in favor of BYU. If you give BYU three shots, four shots, five shots on goal based on rebounds, It's a wonder that the Penguins are still here within seven and within striking distance with 4:01 to go.
Hooper makes a first free throw, second free throw up. No good. Rebound, Shayla Washington. BYU goes right back up and gets the basket. 70-61 now the lead for Dominican as they just continue to struggle to get a rebound.
They just basically made a three-point shot.
Here comes Nakamura. Nakamura to Valentine. Valentine flaring with the three-point line. No, it'll go to Koi in the corner. She'll go to drive on Washington. She tries to get it out to Nakamura, but she's fouled on the play. That one's going to go on Taylor Mann as Dominican trails by 9, 3:38 left in the game. Media timeout is called for with Dominican trailing by 9, just over 3:30 left in this game. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
You know, rebounds have been killing and plaguing the Penguins all night. Let's see if they could at least put up a fight. And DJ B again will throw that down the haymaker.
Thanks, P. Aubin. It's definitely 9 points, 3:38 left. The Lady Penguins have no doubt that they can come back in this one. Sarah Nelson in the game now. She's going to look to pull down some of those critical rebounds. Lineup reset, Carnes, Tokoi, Nakamura, Valentine, Nelson. It is Dominican ball. As Stephanie Carnes is set to inbound it. They get it right to Tokoi inside, who goes up strong but misses. Rebound. I'm not sure who the rebound was. I got blocked by the referee, but the ball is out of bounds to Dominican. Carnes gets it into Tokoi. Double teamed in the corner. Valentine gets inside. Right-hand runner. No good. Mann gets a hand on that one and blocks it. Nelson hits the floor and battles for the rebound. It is a jump ball, and it's BYU's ball. 70-61, the lead for BYU as Lauren Smith checks in for Jessup. 3:26 left in this one.
They just got to find something here, B. They got to find something on the defense. They need stops and threes.
Carnes picks up full court pressure on Hoffman. Carnes always looking for a steal. Hoffman picks up a dribble but gets it to Washington. Washington to Mann out from three-point land. That's not her area. She'll hand it off to Hoffman. Carnes working on Hoffman, and Carnes is working hard. But Hoffman gets inside. Her jumper is up. No good. Mann pulls down a rebound. Blocked by Sarah Nelson, who goes up and gets the rebound too. Carnes starts the fast break. She finds Nakamura. Nakamura takes it in herself. Out to Carnes for three. Air ball. Tokoi goes up for it, but she can't hold on. It goes out of bounds. The deficit remains at 9 for Dominican, 70-61.
That breakup was not only set up by Sarah Nelson, she also had a tip to get the ball into her hands to begin with. Sarah Nelson set that whole thing up.
Here comes BYU back the other way. Ball's in the hands of Hooper. Nakamura all over her. Hooper trying to find someone. She finds Smith. Smith tries to get it inside to Mann. Nelson knocks away, but Mann is still able to get her hands on it. Nelson all over Mann right now. Mann goes in, and Nelson is called for the foul. You can only play defense for so long before you get a foul called on you.
B, they had a stop at the other end twice, and they couldn't make up for it at the other end. It was a turnover and then an offensive foul. That's what's just plaguing the Penguins, is turnovers and not gaining rebounds.
BYU leads by 9, 70-61. 2:25 left in the game, and Mann steps to the line. Her first shot is up, and it's no good. Jessup is going to check back in for Smith. As Mann looks to add another one from the line. If she does, it'll be a 10-point lead.
It's still not over, even with 2:25, threes and stops.
Free throw up. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Nelson. Nelson tries to outlet it to Valentine, but it's taken away by Washington, and that hurts.
Yeah, I'm telling you, B, it's just the turnovers. That's it, turnovers and rebounds.
You finally get a rebound, you turn it right over, and now the ball's in the hands of Washington, who drives hard into the middle. She goes into the paint. And there's going to be another foul call. This one is on Taki Tokoi. So Washington stepping in line for the two now with a chance to extend this 9-point lead for BYU Hawaii.
What I'm seeing, they're just attacking Sarah Nelson and throwing their body at her, just trying to pick up a foul. But that foul was surprisingly called on Taki Tokoi.
Washington picks up the first free throw, 71-61, 10-point lead for the Seasiders. As Washington sets for a second free throw up, second free throw down, 72-61. As Dominican's really going to need to pick up the pace here, down double digits with 2 minutes left in this game. Tokoi with the ball, gets it to Carnes. Carnes drives baseline all the way under the hoop, finds Nakamura. Nakamura to Valentine. Valentine drive, right hand, runner, no good. Rebound, Taylor Mann. It can't surprise anybody anymore when Taylor Mann pulls down a rebound. Here's Hoffman. To Mann, back to Hoffman. Hoffman rubs off the screen, gets into the middle, tries to dump it in. Nobody's there, so Sarah Nelson says, I'll take that. Starts the break. Carnes to Tokoi, knocked away by Washington. Out of bounds, Dominican ball, trailing by 11 with 1:37 left in this game. as Ariana Flynn checks into the game, and she's going to go grab Kimi Nakamura. BYU Hawaii calls a timeout here. With a minute 37 left, Dominican trails by 11, 72-61. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
You know what, B? The Penguins did put up a fight. They're still not out of it with a minute 37 left. DJ B, let's see what you got, man.
Dominican trailing by 11, 72-61. 1:37 left in the game as Carnes inbounds to Kayla Valentine. Okay. Valentine gets right inside, goes up for a shot, and she's fouled by Taylor Mann. So Valentine's going to get to the line for two. Time is stopped with a chance for 2 points. That's always a good news for a team that's trailing this late in the game. As Valentine steps up to the line, gets her dribbles in, and she's ready for a free throw. It's up. It's good. Lead cut to 10 now, 72-62. Valentine has a chance to knock off another point. Her free throw is up. Her free throw is no good. Rebound Hyatt. Puts it right back up, and she gets the score. 72-64. Lead down to 8 for BYU Hawaii. 1:30 left in the game. The name of the game is stops now for Dominican. Tokoi working on Jessup. Hoffman drives. She's doubled. Gets it out to Mann. Hands it to Hooper. Hooper drives off right lane. She goes up for the rebound. No good. Jessup pulls down an offensive rebound. Gets it out to Hoffman. Hoffman looks right, goes left. Picks up her dribble. Carnes all over her, and BYU Hawaii has to take another timeout because Carnes forced Hoffman to pick up the dribble. The lead is down to 8 for BYU Hawaii, 72-64. There's a minute 3 left. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu. We're back here on radio.dominican.edu. Dominican trailing by 5. BYU just took a timeout in the backcourt with 14 seconds left. As Dominican's going to pick up the full court pressure, and the name of the game is fouls and stops. The inbound goes to Mann, who hands it to Washington. Washington's going to break containment, and Valentine's just going to tug on her jersey. Intentional foul. 10 seconds left. BYU leading by 5. Washington stepping to the line.
10 seconds. That's enough to get make a 3 if she misses 2. You get a foul. They miss 2, and then you got a 3 at the other end. It's still possible. You just need a timeout right away.
First free throw up. First free throw rattles around and goes down. 75-69, 6-point lead now. As Hyatt checks in, Bence checks out.
They need a miss. They need a miss.
6-point deficit for Dominican. Washington looking to make it 7. Her free throw's up, and it's right through. It is a 7-point deficit as Tokoi picks it up quick, gets it to Carnes. Carnes at 9, Carnes at 8. Carnes gets it down low to Hyatt, who puts it up at 5, gets the 2, 76-71. The inbound, intentional foul with 3 seconds left. It's a 5-point deficit with BYU going to the line and 3 seconds left. It's not looking good from here, P-Yop.
It's not. I mean, if you're down 5 with 3 seconds, even if you have a genie, it's still hard to win this game. It's still possible.
Here comes Hooper to the line. Hooper's been shooting well all night. Her free throw's up, and it's good. 77-71, 6-point deficit now for Dominican as the door slowly closes.
Yeah, I'll call for that, genie.
Free throw up, free throw down. 7-point lead now for BYU, 78-71. Inbound to Carnes at 2, Carnes at 1. Carnes with the final shot, up, no good. As the Lady Penguins fall, 78-71, they battled hard all game. They just weren't able to pull it off at the end. For Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, and myself, Brian Sanchez, we'd like to thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the men's game slated to start at 7:30 here on radio.dominican.edu.